Blog Talk Radio.
The most erudite mind, brilliant thinker, and political philosopher. I am your host, Black Conservative, giving you the hard facts, the actual facts, drawn from the best possible source. We are back here live again on Blog Talk Radio, coming to you each night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Just for now, 30-minute broadcast, but we're going to be moving the time up to 2 hours. I can assure you of that once we get things up and going here. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Obama's legacy. He has absolutely been in denial over the last several weeks here about the failed economic policies of this president. He has absolutely failed the American people in terms of the economy, in terms of creating jobs in the private sector, and other things that we know to make this country great. But we're going to talk about that tonight here on the Black Conservative Show. I want you to get ready to call in at the number 713-955-0441. There's the number to call in, and I'm going to get this chat set up here just in case someone want to chat also. Let's see. Let me log in here. I'm going to launch the chat room. For those who just tune into the Black Conservative Show, if this is your first time, we were on Blog Talk Radio. The Black Conservative Show was on Blog Talk Radio for 2 years. Several years ago, back when John McCain was running against Barack Obama and Mitt Romney was running also. But at any rate, we're going to be here each night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Once again, giving you the hard facts, the actual facts, drawn from the best possible source. There again, the president is at odds with the president-elect Donald Trump when it comes to the election results here. Pretty much, Democrats are in denial, as always, about the true outcome. But Russia has said that they did not hack into election system, into the computers. And I think with the briefing that they had today on Friday, where was a direct result of that. So the number again is 713-955-0441. And we want you to call into the show and definitely want to hear from you. All right, the chat room is now open, so I'll be monitoring that as well. Check out what's going on in the chat room. Also, I'm going to listen in as well. You may have. Like I said, this is our first night on the show, so it's going to be pretty much new and refreshing from the old Black Conservative Show. There are getting lots of things we're going to be talking about. One thing that I do want to point out and talk about also is the inauguration that is coming up. President-elect Trump inauguration is coming up here. And it's a sad commentary how liberal Democrats, those on the left, are behaving because of their loss. They suffer. They suffer a great loss November 8th, and they cannot live with the outcome of the election. And what you see happening for the most part is the radicalization of the left. Really, this is what you have: extremism taking place from liberal Democrats. These people are the most radical individuals. When things don't go their way, things doesn't go their way, we see the outcome. We see the killings in the streets. We see the shooting of the police officers. We see the protest that takes place with this new president-elect coming in office. They now want to disrupt the inauguration, cause all kind of chaos and havoc. And these are the people who claim to be the most compassionate and loving and forgiving and tolerant people, liberal Democrats on the left, but yet they are causing the most trouble. They are causing the most problems for taxpayers, for the American people, which tells you that the hypocrisy of the left is live and well. It's live and well, and you have a sitting president who haven't said much about it and pretty much validate some of the behavior patterns that we see happening come from liberal Democrats, those who voted for Hillary Clinton, who was with her, that is now with her. And these people cannot handle the truth. They cannot handle the truth. They cannot live with their fair ideas. They cannot live with their fair policies. And they want the American people to cave in to their immoral action and behavior. That's not going to happen. Listen, folks, the election is over. We have a new president-elect about to be sworn in. It's over. I mean, the election is over. There is nothing else to talk about. The Vice President Joe Biden, I'm really not a fan of the Vice President, but he said in the House that it is over. You know, all the protests and all the crying and complaining and whining about the election results and blaming it on the FBI and blaming it on Russia and blaming it on whoever you choose to do so. Democrats, you lost. It's over. You need to reflect on your loss as your president, commander-in-chief, instructed you to do. Reflect on your loss. You lost the election because the American people was not interested in your fair, illegal immigration policy. The American people want our borders secured. Now, the media will have you to think that, oh, the American people don't want a wall. They don't want to secure the border. This is something that Donald Trump came up with. No, the American people want our borders secured. They want them secured. And, of course, we're going to build a wall, and Mexico is going to pay for it. Mexico said, well, no, we're not going to pay for it. Oh, yes, you're going to pay for it. We'll find a way. President-elect Trump, we'll find a way. He will turn the pressure up. He will turn the pressure up on Mexico, and some way, somehow, they will be paying. They will be paying for the wall because we're no longer going to allow these criminals and drug dealers to cross the border and come over into our country and pose a threat to the life and the property of law-abiding citizens. We're no longer going to allow that to happen. And we have a president who's willing to stand with the American people, and that is President-elect Donald Trump. 713-955-0441 is the number to call in. Once again, the Black Conservative Show is going to get started up again each and every night. We're talking about politics from a philosophical, theological, and perhaps a biblical perspective each and every night as we get keyed up here. And you know me, those who have listened to the show in the past, you know me. I do not believe in being political correct. I do not believe in being political correct. Political correctness is not going to survive here on the Black Conservative Show. Not on the Black Conservative Show. This is not a platform for doom and gloom politics. No, we're not going to have that. We're not going to have that. We're going to have real lifetime politics. We're going to deal with the facts, the hard facts, the actual facts, and we're going to verify those facts with the source. Therefore, no one can say that Black Conservative is making up his own theology, his own facts. No, that's not going to be the case. That will not be the case. We're going to make sure that you know what's going on, when it happened, where it happened, and the reason behind it happening. So there again, we're going to be here 10 p.m. Central Standard Time each night. Central Standard Time each night right here on Blog Talk Radio. And that number is 713-955-0441. I'm going to have to get used to that number because I'm used to the other 314 number. So this is a whole different number. And there again, we're going to be dealing with that. I'm going to be back here in a short moment. In a brief moment, I'll be back giving you the hard facts, the actual facts, drawn from the best possible source here on Blog Talk Radio. Show giving you the hard facts, the actual facts, drawn from the best possible source. You know what are Republicans going to do about Obamacare? What can we do about Obamacare? You know, we hear a lot of noise. We hear a lot of talk about that in the news. Some Democrats are saying that falsely accusing Donald Trump, President-elect Trump, of wanting to make America sick again. Well, that's not the case. America has been sick for the last 8 years under this sitting president, Barack Hussein Obama, as I like to call him. America has been upset the last 7 years over failed Obamacare, the failed Unaffordable Care Act. You know, Democrats said, well, it's affordable care. But who are these people fooling here? What planet are these people coming from? The Affordable Care Act has never been affordable for working Americans. That has never been the case. It's not affordable, and the American people are now sick of Obamacare, and they want something new and refreshing. So therefore, we're going to see about what's going to be coming in place of it, because our health care that is affordable, where the American people do not have to decide between paying their mortgage or their insurance deductible. So we're going to see what's going to happen here. And I agree to some degree that the healthcare system needs to be improved upon in the sense of that the government needs to get out of the way. The American healthcare system only needs to be improved upon by less government interference, intrusion in the life of the American people. The problem with our healthcare system is the government mandate, government regulation. Government has got in the way. We had the best healthcare system until the federal government got involved in the 1960s. We had the best healthcare system, but they decided to get in the way. You know, would be, you know, preferable for every American to have affordable health care insurance. I mean, I agree with that. That would be preferable for every American to have affordable health care insurance. But however, it shouldn't be the responsibility of the government to mandate that they do, or pay a penalty, a fine, if they don't, sign on to the Obama exchange. Look, people should be responsible for obtaining their own health care. We need competition. We need to be able to compete. We need to be able to, for the American people to be able to purchase health insurance, health care across state lines. You should be able to buy health care insurance with the company that you choose, of your own choosing. The government should dictate who the winners and losers are. You should be able to compete across state lines if you cannot find a good healthcare provider in your own state, you should be allowed to cross the state line over into the next state if you desire to do so, to find affordable care, the benefits that fit your plan and budget, your income. The government is the big problem here. The government is the problem. Like I said, we had the best health care system in the world. We had the best health care system, and we still have the best health care system in the world. But government has made insurance companies, or has made insurance, more expensive by forcing insurance companies to provide benefits for individual, and they may never need them. These companies have to offer employees and the price of premiums they pay, high premiums, insurance that they don't need. It raises the cost of insurance of their premiums because the state and federal government have consistently mandate these insurers to cover more benefits, and these employees have to raise employee premiums, and that increased the price of health care. This is the problem that we're having. It's the government that's in the way. If we can get government out of the way and allow for the private sector to thrive and allow competition, insurance companies to compete across state lines and allow the American people to have more choice and control over their health care, we'll see prices go down. We'll see a big difference in the cost of health care. But Obamacare is not the answer. Obamacare is a failure. It is a complete failure. What people say, they say this. Well, there are some things that's good in Obamacare. I like some things that are good. I like young people being able to stay on their parent insurance until age 26. And we like being able to get insurance regardless of preconditions. Here's what I think should happen. Every responsible adult, whether you're 18, 20, 22, 25, 26, should be taught how to be responsible, have to become disciplined, and have to manage their income so they can work their health insurance into their budget. They should be responsible for their own health insurance. I don't agree for a 26-year-old young man to be staying in the house with his mother and father, with his mama and dad to age 26, laying up on their insurance, having them to pay the cost. I don't agree with that. I think what that does, that doesn't help a young man. That doesn't drive him out to be responsible, to be accountable, to be dependable, reliable. From age 18 to 26, that is 8 years. 8 years to be on your mom and dad insurance. You are a grown man at age 18. They need to grow up. Without allowing them to grow up, and as a fact of them not growing up, then the parents are responsible. You know, we're gonna have to get back to the old way of doing things. We're gonna have to get back to tradition. We're gonna have to get back to the concept of the individual, individuality, individual expression, thinking, and judgment. Every tub has to fit on his own bottom. We cannot allow grown people to milk the system. We cannot continue to create a race of dependency. People relying on the government for their survival and outcome. We need young people who have ambition at age 8. At the age of 18, they have ambition. They have ambition. They have a drive. We need these young people to start responsible. Well, we'll be back tomorrow night, the next night here on the Black Conservative Show, giving you the hard facts, the actual facts, don't the best possible source. I'll see you next time. Our time is up. God bless you and God bless America.